So, Susie, is there anyone out there whose battery's a little bit flat?
Yeah.
What recommendations would you have to jumpstart their life?
Right. Well, I think the very first thing that I would say to anyone who wants a bit of vroom put into life is to begin considering this one thing. What do I want? And sit down and just give some thought to what it is I want in my life and write it down and imagine it and see it and feel it and just get a sense of what it is and be really clear. So if it's money, how much money? If it's a soulmate, who is this person and what qualities would they have? And just begin by defining actually what you do want. Because I think we're all very good about giving chat about everything that's going wrong and, oh, this person annoyed me when they did this and he's being a real pain by doing that. Well, that won't really help you jumpstart. What will help you is starting out, number one, being really clear about what it is you want. Once you get that clear, the second thing I would suggest that you do is take one step towards it. Choose the thing you want to bring in and think, okay, what would take me a bit closer? Might not get there completely, but take some action and take a step towards it. And the third thing I would recommend is to be clear, have faith, and get some certainty that this is possible. Just feel like you've already got it and get the feeling activated. And if you do all of these three things, you can step forward and you're pretty sure that life will start to begin to flavor differently. Because really, once you get tuned up to focusing on your choice points and taking some action and having the feelings that you're pretty much on track for getting there, just get some faith and some certainty that everything is possible to get there, then I would say that is the very best way to jumpstart life.
So would you mind if I brought this into the real world now? Let's talk about this dirty thing called money.
Okay. It's not dirty, by the way.
I know, but it has got that association with it. So,
of course, lots of people, fearful about it.
And people talking in spiritual circles, sometimes it's got a negative connotation associated with it, and it's a form of energy like any other energy, as we know. So let's talk about a number. Like, I'm sure a lot of people out there would love to have £10,000 in their bank account flowing in easily every month.
Yeah.
Nice number, isn't it? You can do a lot with £10,000. You can eat, you can live, you can go out to have a bit of fun, have a long holiday and that sort of thing, right? Okay. So is it important then that you define things like that is £10,000 net after tax? And is it important you define that out of that £10,000, so much of it will come from one source, so much of it will come from another source?
Mm.
And the third question, if you can remember three, is it important that it flows in easily and you're happily generating that £10,000?
Mm. So it's, first of all, in manifesting terms, it's not the money itself that we're after, it's the things that money will buy. So in manifesting terms, it's good to actually translate the amount of money into the physical experiences that I can easily have all my bills paid easily every month. I can enjoy my holidays. I would like to have the feelings that I can easily have dinner whenever I wish with whoever I wish and pick up the tab. So it's actually what I find in manifesting is that if you focus purely on the money, it affects the vibration actually. Because it's not the money per se, it's the energetic route to getting all the stuff. So I find it's more effective if you focus on the ideas and the actual lifestyle aspects rather than the money itself. In terms of earning money happily, it's really important that as money comes in, there's a rhythm to money. As money comes in and it goes out, you know, bless it both ends. Bless it as it comes in, bless it as it goes out. There is a rhythm. And while we receive money, we also allow in the flow to give it out. And as we give it out, it comes back in. This is one of the laws of the universe, the law of rhythm, that there's flow, and in order for money to flow, there needs to be an in route and an out route. So, for example, when you're paying your gas bill or an important bill each month, bill please, you know, give thanks as you write the check or do the electronic transfer that you're able to do it and do it with gladness. And as far as being clear, really, we can create whatever we want in terms of money in our life. It is purely an energetic exchange, and providing that we lose and reject any fear or bad feeling around it and be more mindful about being positive around it, then the money will flow.
So it's really all about flow as opposed to absolutes or amounts of money.
I think so, yes. You can work, and you can work with absolute amounts of money. You can visualize. I've done this a few times. For example, when I was in my PR agency, we needed to pay a giant tax bill, and it was £13,457.13. And I wrote this figure on a yellow sticky note and put it on my computer screen. I had no idea where this money would come from. Hadn't got a clue. This is before I knew anything about how to manifest, and I hadn't learned anything about manifesting, never even heard of it. And I put this yellow sticky note on my screen, and I thought, I'm going to create that. I will. I had a gutsy approach to living life, and I thought, I'm going to make that happen. And within a week, I had a check out of the blue from someone that I worked with 4 or 5 years ago who owed us money, who tracked me down, took open the check, wasn't expecting it. It was for precisely that very strange amount, to the penny. And that gave me goosebumps, and it made me realise something spooky is at work here.
That is spooky. Maybe the whole purpose of that check was to encourage you to be doing the work that you're doing now.
Yeah, I've never forgotten that. There are many other examples.
Wow, so you're regretting you didn't add another zero to that post-it note.
Well, you know what? It's an ongoing process. It's not just that. That isn't a one-off. That continues through life. And the more we exercise the muscle of manifesting, the more we spin stuff in, because there's no limits. And me manifesting stuff doesn't stop anyone else having it. There's plenty. You know, the cake expands. We're living in an expansive universe. We don't run out. It's not a case of if one person having it means another doesn't. It doesn't work like that.
So once you've got this battery recharged slightly, what do you need to do to make sure it's in good condition, it's always topped up?
You need to keep your boat steady. And what I mean by that is your emotions and your feelings and your focus dictate what continues to show up. So whatever you're thinking about today will really be giving you the preview of what your life's like tomorrow, let's say. So I think one of the most important things you can do is, regardless of what's going on around, and we witness stuff all the time, we witness tragedy, sad stuff, people being mean and so on and so on, but you choose how you react, and really keeping a control and a handle on how you react to life's events and keeping your boat steady by keeping yourself feeling good no matter what's going on around you is really one of the secrets to maintaining this.
So let's imagine that you've adopted that philosophy and that strategy, and then something maybe not so nice occurs. How would you react to that, and how do you take that?
Well, the first thing is, the aim is not to dip down into bad feelings, because once you dip into bad feelings, you are activating, attracting negative stuff, which is not what we want to be doing. So if you observe something, try and be neutral to it. Have a look at it and go, aha. And there may be a bigger picture at work, which we're not aware of, which means this is not actually a bad thing, but a good thing. For example, when I got made redundant from a job that I hated, I thought that was a bad thing. Of course, in retrospect, I look back and it was one of the greatest things that ever happened. It was good because it made me do something completely different and took my life off in a whole new way. So often we can't judge things as this is bad because we don't have all the information. So just observe what goes on and be more neutral towards judging situations, and just keep a check on retaining your focus upon what it is you want to be and how you want to feel, and keep it good at all times.
So the message is, use 20/20 hindsight right at any moment in time.
Wow,
that's phenomenal. Thank you so much, Sue. That's really, really useful information. I'm sure that will resonate with a lot of people. Great to talk to you again.
Thanks, Tom.